Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 1st of March, recording at 4:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. That's an early recording for me, and this is going to be a short one because I've got a function. Now, first, stock markets. Despite this being very late in the cycle, I feel, and lots of warning signs, there's still no evidence that this stock market rally is over. The excellent 2-year run on Wall Street, well, it's just reached that second year anniversary, is still intact, although the NASDAQ index continues to lag, as you know, and it would be constructive for the bulls if we were to see the Dow and the S&P break up to new recovery highs and the NASDAQ move a little further away on the upside from its recent reaction lows. Elsewhere around the globe, Japan has continued to rally. I'm still playing that with a much reduced long position there. Unfortunately, much reduced, as I had that very tight stop on a rather large leveraged position. But it looks good. Second section index continuing to power new high ground, and as long as Wall Street remains reasonably steady, I maintain that Japan is a very good candidate to stage a late catch-up move. I may actually increase that position once again, but I'd rather not pay up, and that may be the only option available. Now, a little bit more on that though. There's that psychological lateral resistance up near the 12,000 level for the Nikkei. It's currently 11,780, and it's certainly going to have a good look at it, and I maintain that it will break above that level quite possibly in the next few weeks, and that will increase interest in Japan, I maintain. And Japan does remain my favorite developed country stock market for the very long term. My favorite stock markets remain the emerging markets, and most of these are still very much in form. Turning to government bonds, this is one of the several warning signals that I've cited for equities, and I did an item on this in the comment of the day, and they're, for the most part, they're softer in here today, although off the lows. But ever since that peak in the G, well, it was actually the decline started first with the Australian government bonds, so the ones that I follow closely, and then I cited it in the JGBs. Incidentally, I rolled forward, or I imagine that my JGB position, my expiring March JGB position, was rolled forward here earlier today. I haven't actually checked my internet account to see if that has actually taken place, although I'm sure it has. I think my March position will have expired with a very small loss, and I'm happy to open a new position in the June contract, as I do feel that have seen some clear evidence in the last 2 or 3 weeks that the government bond markets are softening and likely to continue to do so. I also have a short position in the U.S. 30-year treasuries, which, following the rollover, again at a small loss, is just about at a break-even point overall. Now, I'm not going to review all my positions, obviously, but I have a number of equity positions, as you know, in addition to that Japanese market futures position. My main ones are in India and Thailand and resource stocks other than Japan. That didn't come out quite as it was intended to come out, but Japan is my big position among developed stock markets. Thailand and India are my big positions. These are in my investment account among emerging markets, and I have a significant position in the resources sector, mainly in the in my investment accounts, self-administered pension funds and ISAs, and I have some speculative positions, leveraged positions in the resources sector as well. Now, today though, we're seeing some profit taking in that area. One of the trigger factors for that, or perhaps the only trigger factor, is what is a modest rally here by the US dollar. For instance, the euro was up at 138.41. It's currently 137.80. That's down 58 ticks on the day. And one of the contributing factors there was a new post-World War II high for German unemployment. And euro, I beg your pardon, the dollar yen, not too much change, but 104.49 on the last trade. Sterling's off just a little bit against the dollar. So the dollar index has picked up just a wee bit, but that's been enough to cause a correction in gold here of just under $3.50. I still like gold, which is consolidating gains. I do think we're going to see gold push back up through that 455, 456 high that we saw late last year, and I think it'll do it before too long. And I think silver, currently trading 728 on the May contract, that's down 11 cents. I think it's a buy. Silver's a buy in this area. I have bought silver on weakness, so I'm and would continue to do so if it fell a bit further. Remember, silver is very, very volatile, and I think that will volatility will continue. So my strategy is always to buy on weakness and let a little out on strength. The only precious metal that's up on the day is the laggard, which is palladium, 187.50, currently up 265. And what else can I cite in here? Oil is down 70 cents in here today, 50, currently trading at 51, and natural gas is a little bit softer as well. I think these two are consolidating the very strong gains that we've seen recently, but I don't think we're going to see very much weakness in any of these resources. Consolidations of gains, yes. For the LME metals, we get the occasionals, you know, 1 to 2 day bungee jump on the downside, but that is seldom sustained for much beyond the short term. The main decliner to date among the today, I should say, among the LME metals is the nickel market, but a couple of positions I hold. The lead, that's up another 5 here today, 960 on the 3 months price. Copper's come back a little bit, zinc's up a little bit. Can I maintain that these LME based metals are buys on setbacks? And I think that's pretty much it. I just say Wall Street has a modest rally going as I speak, up 50 on the Dow. Again, I emphasize that I feel we're late in the cycle for this rally, but it's not over. And some of these late in the cycle moves are really quite profitable. Have a good evening.